Mixed martial arts is a worldwide phenomenon. With athletes competing in the UFC from every corner of the globe, including Asia. But it has long remained a mystery why the most populated region of the world, with the richest history in combat, could not produce a UFC champion. Not until strawweight title holder Zhang Weili became the first to break through.
中国有5000年上下有5000年文化，衣服的文化、功夫的文化、美食的文化，还有建筑的文化，有非常非常多。来说 ，MMA 是一个真正的开始。我也希望通过我不断的训练传统武术，把传统武术的中国传统的东西融入到 MMA 里面。
The Chinese combat disciplines are so rooted in their principles that specialists may have been reluctant to incorporate them with mixed martial arts. But rather than adapting traditional methods to fit modern-day MMA, Zhang Weili is embracing the base of Chinese mechanics and doing so with unprecedented success.
然后双手缓缓地从两侧提起。 起的同时吸气，气贴背后背而上。太极拳的首先从形上面讲开合，太极拳的那个在实战做的时候就是肩肘用的比较多一点，这样更接近于近身战。三、二、三、二。
还有就是结合我的。 就是我跟那个美国老师练脚的，然后上下结合起来，然后还有很多发力的，然后我的拳打得更准了，然后力量打得更顺。
中国式摔跤跟那个 MMA 连接是无缝连接，中国跤的是可以上下结合，抱腿抱腰。
锁肩、锁颈，哎，这都可以控制。然后很多人也觉得啊，我们亚洲人的体质不好啊，我们就是比较瘦弱呀，我们就是没有办法跟他们就是他们那么强壮，你打不过呀。 或者是我们的基因问题啊，就是各种这样的说法，但是我从来没有放在心里。我确定我要打职业生涯的时候，我就一直想我要打 UFC， 我一定可以打到 UFC。
After losing her professional debut, Zhang Weili rattled off 20 consecutive victories. Including 4 standout performances in the UFC.
The UFC debut has arrived for Zhang. Some would argue that this is the best Chinese prospect, man or woman, to cross over into the UFC.
Zhang is very, very physically strong. She throws everything into everything.
Oh! Nice angle there, putting that triangle together, and now she's gonna use some elbows as well.
Oh, armbar. Look at this.
There's a tap.
Wow!
What? A victory there!
Wow!
Weili!
She's got a complete, comprehensive, well-rounded game, and she is China's biggest hope for a world championship in the UFC.
Weili is strong.
Massive advantage in significant strikes for Weili Zhang. Tisha's getting beaten up here.
Weili Zhang!
19 straight victories got her to this shot here tonight to be the very first fighter from China and from Asia to wear a UFC championship belt.
It took Zhang Weili just 1 year to earn a strawweight title shot, and the Chinese trailblazer seized the moment in her home country.
Bring it on.
We are underway 5 possible rounds here.
Straight away we see Zhang opening with kicks.
She can't stay in the pocket like that because Andrade
looks
to fight like this. Wow!
Oh, clips! And now knees to the body from Zhang.
Wow!
Elbows up top.
This is bad for Andrade. They're heavy knees.
Is this the moment?
Oh my word,
this is good.
Zhang Weili has her down. Wow. Zhang Weili makes history. It does not take long to do so.
都一直在等着什么时候冠军能出来，然后他们是太突然了，就是太快了，就拿到了这个冠军。
It is absolute pandemonium in Shenzhen, China.
我觉得对中国来说，对中国 MMA， 对亚洲 MMA 来说，都是一个新的开始。
Zhang Weili will be leaving with a shiny gold belt, and mixed martial arts may just never be the same.
Zhang Weili became the fifth strawweight champion in UFC history.Including a timeline that saw the belt change hands with regularity. But at one point, there reigned a strawweight queen who dominated for years.
We are looking at maybe the greatest female fighter this sport has ever seen.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Her name is Joanna Champion.
A brash kickboxer from Poland. Who won her first 14 professional MMA bouts with ease.
Just constant punishment by Jędrzejczyk.
And defended the UFC strawweight title.Five times.
So ferocious inside the octagon. There's a certain meanness and viciousness to her.
Joanna has an ability to make good fighters look like they just don't belong in there with her.
And again, and again, and again, and still, we're making history.
But since relinquishing the belt, a return to form has proven difficult for Jędrzejczyk.Who dealt with ongoing personal issues that prolonged her title hopes.
There were so many things going on. The situation with my ex-fiance, with my ex-manager. This sport is all about trust. You trust nutritionists, but they make you feel weak. You have to trust the people taking part in this mission.
Through it all, head coach Mike Brown.Kept Jędrzejczyk grounded and inspired her to persevere.
Try to keep that other shoulder blade flat. Yeah, like that, much better.
It's a very difficult sport and it's very deep and there's a lot of variables and sometimes, you know, it can be bad luck.
Let's go, partner up, partner up. Ready, ready, ready. Going live.
Mental toughness is perhaps the most important attribute a fighter could have and she has it.It would just mean so much to me and so much to her if we can get back on top.
Every scramble, always keep fighting out of it.
And we're in that position.
The former champion who has done what no other strawweight has is back inside the octagon, Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
She wants to mentally show, I'm still the champion, I'm right where I was, I am not afraid.
Through all imaginable trials and tribulations of the fight game, Jędrzejczyk is back, as indicated by a vintage performance last fall in a contender's bout with Michelle Waterson.
The performances that she puts on, they're breathtaking. I mean, she truly has that champion mindset that not a lot of people possess.
Heavy pressure from the former champion.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
I'm back to who I was when I was holding the belt.
She's a five-round fighter.
Just non-stop, huge output from her, the volume's so high, and she is so world-class.
I manage everything myself.
Whoa, look at
this! Now a heavy exchange here.
Wow!
There is no more toxic people around me.
She's thrown more than 300 total strikes.
They were solid shots and great connections.
Oh, and a big one there.
The fire is big again, and I'm hungry.
Winner by unanimous decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Bow down, bow down. I'm the real queen. Let's go, baby. Let's fight for the belt.
The reinvigorated former queen faces Zhang Weili on March 7th.In Las Vegas. UFC strawweight champion Zhang Weili resides in the heart of Beijing, China. Splitting time between preparations for a March 7th title bout against Joanna Jędrzejczyk. With ongoing efforts to learn English. Under the guidance of British scholar Ramiz Atik.
Today, we're going to...focus on grammar, and then after that, we're going to do a small role play. I will pretend to be MMA media, and I will ask you questions.
Okay.
I had this program in mind, English for MMA, and I really want to find the right fighter so I can pilot this program. One of the things that Chinese students find very difficult is using articles. A, an, and the. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
She is a phenomenal learner. I've taught and managed 2,000 Chinese learners, and this is the first time I've seen someone learn the language so quickly. I will be the media.
Yeah.
And I will ask you some questions.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Do you think studying English is important for your job?
Yeah, very important for me. 然后我只是在自己的国家，我觉得啊，我会中文就可以。但是当我去了美国以后，我觉得我突然发现我没有办法跟别人沟通。 I want with me my fans, my foreign fans, so I learn English. 然后我觉得就是有很大的障碍。 I want to thank my fans for supporting me. Yeah. 通过学英文跟更多的粉丝啊，更多国外的朋友，还有。
Okay, well done. Your understanding is much better.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I want with my fans communication. Thank you.
Although Zhang Weili is the first Chinese fighter to become a UFC champion, she was not the first to chase that dream.
Wow, today the weather is really good.
Today it's 8°.
Developing UFC caliber fighters has taken longer here than in other markets. And it's Zhang Weili's head coach who has backed those efforts from the very beginning.
他们遇见问题了，为什么呢？是因为他们给他们投资的老板走了，说觉得这个项目是一个没有希望的项目，他们没有人管他们的吃，也没人管他们的住，就没吃没住，然后没有训练，然后完了以后说那好吧，那我可以帮他们，然后那我怎么样去做这个事情？好，下一个。
后来那个时候，蔡教练就想开一个自己新的馆，然后那个时候我就在没有工作嘛，然后就把我，就是一起就合作做了这个拳馆。肩膀放松顺进去。然后就特别羡慕全职训练的运动员，然后就觉得他们不需要工作，然后可以把用大把时间来训练。
运动重心，运动重心。就是因为我。 让伟力说，你如果想成一个职业的运动员，你必须坚持专注的训练，所以他辞掉工作。所以从那个地方开始，然后我就是觉得他真的是可以成为。
Zhang Weili is primed to lead the new generation of Chinese mixed martial arts. And it all begins with the first defense of her title on March 7th. Against the best strawweight champ in history, Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
往前啊。就是这样的较量，我觉得大家都希望看到的，就是到底是。 前冠军，我是卫冕的，还是现在的新冠军？然后他们之间到底谁厉害？Now
Jędrzejczyk's March 7th co-main event bout with Zhang Weili will be her 10th title bout in the UFC. And that star-studded journey is one that Jędrzejczyk relishes at every turn.
Let's go. Let's fly. What a beautiful day.
On this day, that means taking to the Florida sky.
All right, folks, how's everyone doing?
So cool.
Rock Stadium, where the Super Bowl was happening this year.
Amazing!
We saw the new Hard Rock Hotel. What looks like a guitar, I think it's like one and only in the world. I love it.
Get your feet out there. You gotta come up over the top, Joanna. I'm going sideways for you.
Amazing! Welcome to Miami.
South Beach.
This is South Beach.
Yeah. Actually, this is how I feel in my life. In my fighting life, in my business life, I feel free, I feel happy, and I know that I will reach the sky.
It's good to come here, you know, and see this. Miami is beautiful.
On March the 7th, I will reach the sky, and I will bring this belt back home. Cannot wait
on the ground again.
The only thing standing between Jan Jacek and her place atop the MMA world is strawweight queen Zhang Weili.
Zhang is a very strong fighter, and I mean that in all aspects. Technically, physically, mentally, she really has it all.
And Jan Jacek's newest boxing coach, Mike Rodriguez, brings first-hand experience to their UFC 248 preparations.
And a nice right hand by Tisha Torres.
And some swelling under the left eye of Zhang.
I faced Wiley before with Tisha Torres.
American top team is just drunk with high-level coaches.
Jab to the chest, come over the top, or double jab and come over the top.
Nice job there by Tisha's boxing coach, Mike Rodriguez. Nice combination from Zhang.
Torres right back. Nice kick to the body as well.
Oh, they're hurting each other for sure. Once they get close, Tisha's just executing much better when they're close in the pocket on hitting Weili on the way out.
I think it really speaks to the training at American Top Team.
I saw, you know, some things that Weili does, some of her strengths, some of her weaknesses.
Move, move.
There you go,
Use the cage. Use as much range as you need.
Every conceivable situation that may arise, I like to have it covered. 1-2, pull back, right hand. Good. Pop. Double. Let's get that overhand. Pop. Good.
Weili is very short, very muscular, very strong, very powerful. And we have a perfect plan.
Good girl.
She doesn't know what's coming.
She is so determined. Her biggest weapon is her mind and her willpower.
The former champ stands before the reigning queen. What could be Jan Jacek's last chance to recapture strawweight gold?
All she wants to be is champion.
Something to live for.
She is so intense and so ferocious inside the octagon. That is a scary woman.
And Zhang Weili brings the pride of a nation into the first defense of her title.
Zhang Weili has now won 20 straight fights, and mixed martial arts may just never be the same.
It's a stunning co-main event matchup before the middleweight blockbuster between powerful challenger Yoel Romero.
If you look up athletic freak in the dictionary, this guy comes to mind.
Middleweight king Israel Adesanya.
Less than 2 years into his UFC career, Israel Adesanya is what he knew and thought he was, the best middleweight on planet Earth.
The greats make their mark. Octagon rises at UFC 248.